Now, tonight I had an unction to talk to you about answered prayer. Everyone loves answered prayer. And so there's a way then that we can navigate through the scriptures on how to receive answered prayer. And it's a very, very simple message. So put your ears on, take some good notes, and let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this time we have together tonight. Thank you for this crowd that has come. Thank you for blessing them, for braving the elements and coming out in cold weather, Lord, when they could have stayed home and just popped popcorn and been in front of the fireplace, like I know so many of you out there are doing right now. But we bless you anyway, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the anointing. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So the first thing that we need to understand when we're talking about answered prayer is we need to be precise. We need to be very decisive and very, very exact in the decision process on what we want from God. You know, if you're praying and your answer is, well, what are you believing for? Well, nothing in particular. Well, that's what you'll get, is nothing in particular. So we need to be very decisive. In James chapter 1 and verse 6 through 8, it says, but let him ask in faith. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Verse 7 says, for let not man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Amen? And then it goes on to say in verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So it's very important that you be specific in your request and make sure that it aligns with God's word and be definite about it. And you know, I would even encourage you to write your prayers down. In Habakkuk, you know, the Bible talks about write the vision and make it plain upon tables. So everyone needs to have a vision for answered prayer for themselves and for their family. What we're really talking about tonight is the prayer of faith, the prayer of petition. Now, you all know, you've been educated and trained well in this church for decades. There's several different kinds of prayer. There's the prayer of intercession. There's the prayer of casting your cares on God. There's the prayer of consecration and dedication. On bended knee, where we say, Lord, not my will be done, but your will be done. Thy kingdom come, your perfect plan, your perfect will be done in my life. And of course, we need to be praying the prayer of consecration and dedication on a regular basis. We need to stay in a connection with headquarters. Amen. Because he may want to lead us a different way than he has led us before. He may want to change some things in our life. You know, change is not bad, especially if it's directed by the head of the church. And so instead of fearing change, what we need to do in resisting change, we need to embrace change. Amen. Because God didn't give you a spirit of fear about change. Amen. So be specific in your requests. Decide what you want from God. Maybe it's a job. Or maybe it's a certain type of automobile. Or a certain type of husband. You know, a certain type of wife. Or, you know, it could be healing in your body. Be specific. Too many people are vague and indefinite in making the requests known to God. So the second thing we need to do is we need to be prepared. We need to be prepared. Number one, be specific. And secondly, be prepared. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, locate the scriptures that promise you what you want from God. Now, God's word covers everything that you'll ever need. He's given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. You see, prayer that brings results always must be based on God's word. Now notice with me in John chapter 15, and notice in verse 7, and you will see here in this verse that you is the understood subject of this sentence, and it is mentioned not one time, not two times, but it is mentioned five times. So let's read this together, and let's unpack this just for a few moments. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. What a great verse of scripture. It's not all up to God whether or not we get our prayers answered, is it? We've got a vital role to play. And it's number one, abiding in Him, living for Him, living in His presence, living in His Word, living in communion with Him. Amen? So we don't want to just sloppily pray a prayer if we're living a sloppy, unholy life. See, God requires His people to be holy even as He is holy. And so don't let the word holy scare you. It has nothing to do with makeup or hair or jewelry or the clothes that you wear. No, basically holiness is simply being Christ-like. Amen. Holiness is Christ-likeness. You see, the more we are conformed to the image of His dear Son, daily, by the renewing of our mind and walking in the Spirit and living in Him and walking in Him, the more that occurs in our life, the more we're going to be walking in a greater degree of holiness and in a greater degree of the glory of God. Amen. 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 So look at your neighbor and see, be holy, would you? So Gloria Copeland said this many years ago. I love Gloria Copeland. Praise the Lord. Our prayers are toward her. She's a wonderful woman of God. She said this: you abide in Him and His Word abides in you. And she said, that's a winning combination. Yeah. Amen. So I thought of this word earlier today, marinate. How many of you marinate your meat sometime? Okay, so y'all are familiar with marination. Well, I got to thinking about this. Let the Word of God marinate before you pray. Now, what does that emphasize to it? It emphasizes the importance of deeply absorbing and meditating on God's Word before coming to Him in prayer. Don't be so quick to pray. Lay a good foundation. Arm yourself with scriptures that cover your case. Meditate on them. Let the word dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Let the word of the Lord marinate in your heart. Amen? Amen. So what we're asking you to do is not rushing into prayer. Take a time to reflect on scripture. When you do that, you're allowing it to shape your faith. You're allowing it to shape your perspective and your requests. And here's what meditation, or we could say it this way, marination in the Word will do. Here's what it will accomplish. Number one, it gets the Word firmly deposited and fixed in your heart. And you know, the established heart is a very important thing. Aren't you glad that we've had the privilege to feed on the Word of God and get our hearts established in the Word of God all this time? Oh, thank God. We would have never made it if it hadn't been for the Word of the Lord. When your heart is established, you're not so easily moved by bad news. When your heart is fixed, it is settled. You're trusting in the Lord. And no matter which way the wind blows, no matter which the flood arises, no matter how much the fire burns, you're trusting, you're fixed, you're settled. You are just like a tree planted by the rivers of water. So let His Word marinate in your spirit. It also paints an inner image of the Word of God on your heart. And also it expands your capacity to believe and receive in a greater way. God's great. He's put the greater one in you. And our great God has great things for you. I'm talking about individually. I'm talking about in your life. Now, when you do this, when you marinate, when you meditate, when you're sure of the Word of God, then you're ready to pray. Then you're ready to release your faith. And thank God we've got faith to release. I want to encourage you, never allow your faith to lie dormant. Continually use your faith on something. Amen. Here's what Jesus said in John 16, verse 23 and verse 24. Notice this in St. John 16, 23. Let's read it together. And when that time comes, you will ask nothing of me. You will need to ask me no questions. I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, that my Father will grant you whatever you ask in my name as presenting all that I am. Verse 24. Up to this time you have not asked a single thing in my name. But now ask and keep on asking and you will receive. Let's read the rest. So that your joy, your gladness, your delight may be full and complete. Oh, the joy of answered prayer. Can anyone in the house tonight testify that when your prayer materialized and manifested, it brought great joy to your life? Amen? Now, here's the key. You don't have to wait to express joy until after the manifestation comes. You can express joy right now. Hey, though you have not seen it, yet you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Anybody believe in God for something? Well, let's rejoice. Amen. Let's give Him praise right now. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give it you. Now notice, the inevitable law of faith is found in Mark 11, verse 22 through verse 25. Now what we want to center in on is verse 24. This is the prayer of faith. This is how you get your prayers answered. Notice with me in Mark 11, 24. He said, therefore I say unto you, so he's talking to us, what things soever you desire. Is it okay to ask God for things? Certainly it is, just so things don't have you. He said, what things soever you desire, when you pray. In other words, at the time that you pray. Faith has a time. And faith is always now. If it's not now, it's not faith. Hebrews 11, 1 says, now, faith is. Amen. Say with me, if it's not now, it's not faith. So what things soever you desire, when you pray, that's right now. Do what? Believe that you receive them. Now, another way to say it is this. Believe that you take them. That you take them. Believe that you receive them. You receive them in your spirit. For that's where faith is. And that's where faith is alive. With the heart, man believeth, but with the heart, man receiveth. When you pray, believe that you receive them, and what? You shall have them. Now understand this, friends. If you will do your part, simply by believing you receive when you pray, you can count on Him doing His part. Amen. Your part is to believe. Your part is to ask. Your part is to receive. His part is, and you shall have them. So don't get in God's way. Let God be God. And rejoice ahead of time. Faith means this, accepting that God has answered before you see it manifest. Shall I read that again? Faith simply means this, accepting that God has answered before you see it manifest. Now, this is kind of prayer that you can pray with great confidence. See, God wants us to be fearless. He wants us to be bold in our prayers. He does not want us to pray out of a victim mentality or out of a wimpy, washy, you know, oh, I'm such a worm, I don't know if God will hear and answer my prayer. No, you need to pray based on righteousness. Amen. That you have right standing with God. And that you can come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen? Amen. And get the throne of grace is your getting place. Amen. It's your receiving place. Amen. So notice 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. It says this, and this is the confidence. The Amplified says, this is the assurance. This is the assurance of boldness. This is the confidence. I love to be confident when I'm praying. This is the confidence. Now notice that we have in Him, not in ourselves. But our faith is in Him. That if we ask anything, anything, but notice with me, anything according to what? According to His will. His will is His word. We find the will of God in the word of God, in the promises of God. And so when we're praying according to His word, according to His will, we're praying from a sure foundation. We're praying confidently and we're praying boldly. We're not just asking for anything wild out there that doesn't line up with the word of God. It must line up with the word of God. You know, people that are praying for another man's wife, that's not scriptural. People that are praying that, you know, someone would, hey, the Lord told me you're supposed to give me your car. Well, where is that in the Word of God? That's nothing but wishful thinking. This is the confidence that we have in Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, we got His ear. We got His ear. This comes up in my spirit. We have His ear. Does He have your ear? He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know we have. Said me, I know in whom I have believed. And I know I have the petitions that I have desired of Him. Woo, glory to God. And then once you do that, make plans to succeed. Be precise, be prepared, and make plans to succeed. What do you mean by that? I believe that this has to do with how we see things. I heard many years ago Brother Moore teach a message. He said this, you must see you healed before you feel you healed. Or he said, you must see you debt free before you feel you debt free. Same principle. You must see your family saved before your family actually gets saved. You must see your body healed. Now listen to this. Faith sees the answer. Faith sees the answer. Understand that God's word paints pictures of your redemption. You know, just like if I was describe a dog, well, that doesn't say much, but how about this? A big brown German shepherd dog. What did that word, those words do? It painted a picture. What did you see? Somebody says, I saw a chihuahua. No, you didn't see a chihuahua. No, you saw a big brown German shepherd. And God's word paints pictures. He said, don't let my word depart from before your eyes. There's something about God's word that opens the eyes of your understanding, enables you to see beyond the temporal into the eternal. God's eternal word will shape the way you see. So we talk a lot about casting down imaginations, right? But God gave you an imagination for you to use. I like to call it your spiritual imagination. See yourself. Somebody says, man, I'd just like to travel. I'd like to go to Europe. See yourself going to Europe. Somebody says, I'd like to do a missions trip in the Philippines. See yourself going to the Philippines. See yourself getting on that jet. See yourself getting in that first class seat and laying down for 17 hours all the way to Manila. I'm telling you, faith sees the answer. We've been seeing things about these churches for years. And I'm telling you what, it's manifestation time. It's time for those things that we have seen. It's time for those things that we have prayed. It's time for those things that we believe we have received. It's time for those things to come to pass. Amen. And I'm telling you, it's time for those things that you believe for to come to pass. Say with me, it's coming to pass. It shall come to pass. It shall all come to pass. So see yourself with the answer. And then you got to resist doubt. The devil's a doubter. The devil's a pouter. But we're praisers. And we're shouters. One person said this, doubt despairs and is sad, but faith rejoices and is glad. Can we just rejoice for another 10 seconds or so? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Faith rejoices and is glad. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Amen. We're going to do some of that tonight. We're going to do some practice and amen. Now, my last point, are you ready for the last point? The last point is this, praise. What we need to do is give God continual praise and thanksgiving for the answer. Psalms 34, verse 1 and 2. Let's read it together. He said, I will bless the Lord when I feel like it. I'll bless the Lord when everything's going well. No, I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen? And not only that, but his praise shall continually be in my mouth. The brief book of Hebrews talks about the sacrifice of praise, and that is the fruit of our, come on, our lips giving thanks to his name. So when you're blessing the Lord and you're continually praising him, it is with the fruit of your lips and you're giving thanks to his name, which is the name above every name. So I want to encourage you tonight to lift your heart to God constantly and increasing praise. Express gratitude for what he's done. Express gratitude for what he's doing. Can I hear a testimony tonight of something that the Lord has done good for you in the last 2 months? Raise your hand. All right. Praise the Lord. Robin, what's the Lord done? Give me a mic, somebody. All right, let's give God praise together. Amen. What happened?
Well, the Lord has given me the blessings of my household.
Your household?
And the job I have and the finances.
That's awesome.
That's
great.
Yeah.
All right. Who else? Let's hear from Caleb. Amen. Matter of fact, you that have your hands raised, just come on, step up and come on down here. Praise the Lord. This is part of the message tonight. You know why it is? Because it's prophetic. Amen. It's declaring what God has done. And if you will get happy about what God has done for them, similar things will happen in your life. Amen. Let's start with this brother right here. Or go ahead, Caleb. Go ahead.
All right. Well, the not so good news was that somebody ran a red light right in front of my wife as she's going through green, and it totaled her car. But the good news is my wife and the baby are perfectly fine. All is good. And it was found that it was the other person's fault. And what was great was the insurance got back to us. And they're actually, they totaled out the car. And they're giving us about the same amount for the car than what we paid for it in the first place several years ago.
Wow.
So praise God for favor.
Amen. Look what the Lord has done. That's awesome. Give everybody your name and your social security number and your bank account. Go ahead.
I'm Nate. I've been here for quite some time, but this is one of those times. Hard to get up here, but I just want to share with you what God has done usually early every year at work, I usually get a lot of projects early on in the year. But this year, it was different because it was cold outside. I usually do a lot of work outdoors.
Yeah.
And for some reasons, I was short of staff, but in the beginning of the year, the first week, all of a sudden people start knocking on my door, asking for, you know, to apply for work. And I happen to be, you know, interviewing and accepting a lot of people that have qualifications for the first time in all these years. I mean, God was so gracious. I mean, the help was just right there by the door early in the year. And wow. I was able to get some of those projects and things that I'm doing at work early on in the year. So
amen.
I just want to thank you.
Woo, glory to God.
His praise for his provision. I mean, to open doors. And I know pastors share that with us towards the end of the year, so it's early in the year. And God's been faithful.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, in November 4th, I had a stroke.
Yeah.
Surprise, out of the blue. My health is not that bad. My blood pressure is good. My cholesterol is good. My sugar is in line. But I had a stroke. And you know what? I was at such peace when I went off in that ambulance. I said, praise God, I'm in your hands. And I actually went to the hospital, went into emergency. I had a little bit of memory problems, but it was coming back pretty quickly. I was out of ICU a little over 24 hours. They're saying you are the miracle because they can't figure out why I had a stroke.
Wow.
So praise God. But
praise the
that's
Lord.
Not all of it. I'm thinking, okay, Lord, I know with this, there's going to be a big bill.
Yes.
But you know what? It was $98,000. That's all, just 98. Okay, so
98,000.
I knew God was going to take care of it, and so my bill is $608. Praise God.
That's the favor of God right there. Glory to God. Go ahead and make sure you speak into the mic loud, Ann.
So I'm Ann. A couple of months ago, I was going to lock my back door in my car. And I overextended my shoulder. And it hurt a lot. I could hardly move it. And my confession was, I have full range of motion in my shoulder, pain-free.
Wow.
And I was standing on by his stripes. I am healed.
By his stripes.
So I kept doing what I could do.
Yeah.
And I don't even know when it happened. But I have full range of motion. Exactly what I said, I got it. Full range of motion.
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
So, Ann, you were acting on the word.
Yes.
And what scripture did you stand on?
Isaiah 53:5.
Isaiah 53:5,
yeah,
which says he was wounded
for
our transgressions. Bruised for our iniquities.
Yeah.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes,
I am healed.
So you stood on that. Mm-hmm. And that, what was your action of your faith? What did you do again?
Well, I would just step out. I would use it the best I could.
Yeah, you did what you could.
Yes.
Amen.
And it's the same as my right arm.
Wow. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
He's
Amen.
Faithful. He is faithful. Keep on standing.
Now, if she would have not done that, see, faith acts.
Yes.
Smith Wigglesworth used to walk back up and back the platform, and he says, faith is an act. Faith is an act. That was the action to your faith.
Yes.
Glory to God. Beautiful testimonies
Praise
tonight.
In the name of the Lord.
Amen. Is that something to rejoice about? Who else has a testimony? Anybody else have a testimony? Well, it's good to hear testimonies, isn't it? Say it with me. Me too?
Me too.
Me too. What he's done for others, he's doing for me. And greater things than these shall we see. This guy has a testimony. Amen. Give us your golden name. You're named after a city.
You guys can hear me right. My name's Montgomery. And for some reason, my testimony's always come on the train, because I ride the train a lot to work. And this one day, so this there's a lot of homeless people. And I'm standing by my bike waiting to get off. And this guy starts talking to himself. And people over there, they get scared. And people over here, they get scared. And then I'm right kitty corner to him, diagonal. And then something in me, the Lord said in me, you know what to do. Use my name. So I said, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And then I just stuck my hand out. And then he stopped, and there was this other guy that came up and tried to put his hands on him. I was thinking, don't put your hands on him, because you never know what they're going to do. So I just commanded, use my authority, and my authority just went forth. And
amen.
That was it.
Praise the Lord. Wow, that's good news. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Well, let me finish my message. Amen. So express gratitude for what he's done and for all he's doing. Amen. Keith Moore said this. The Lord spoke to him. He said, if you want to enlarge your faith, cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. I mean, if it's a parking place, whatever the case may be, claim the favor of God. Amen. Here's what Philippians 4:6 says. It says, be careful for nothing. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. But in everything, read it with me, in everything by prayer and supplication. With what?
Thanksgiving.
With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So after the amen of your prayer, continue to thank God for the supernatural manifestation and the desired result. Why is that? Say it with me, because the Word of God is true. I love this statement. Thanksgiving positions us to more easily receive from God. And Jerry Savelle, who's in glory tonight, he said something that has changed thousands and thousands of people's lives and really, literally has encouraged us all to go deeper in praise. Jerry said this. He said, the depth of your praise will determine the magnitude of your harvest. Say that with me. The depth of my praise will determine the magnitude of my harvest. So what you do between the amen and the here it is so crucial. Pastor Tom, if you'd come. We're going to exercise some praise tonight for a few more moments. Amen? It's 8:23. Listen to this statement. Praise and thanksgiving supernaturally accelerates the time it takes to see the result. Anybody in for some acceleration? Let's all stand to our feet and praise Him a while. Glory to God. That's just some tidbits, truth from the Word of God to help you get your prayers answered. Amen. Be decisive. Be prepared. Believe you receive when you pray. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.